Hi, everybody, and welcome to Unapologetic Live. I'm your host, Amala Benobi, and Taylor's not here today, and you're probably like, where are you? Because your set looks different. I'm at my apartment filming from my bedroom, so welcome to my humble abode. Taylor's not here to be our producer and button man, so I am the button man today, so we're gonna see how well this goes. Never before have I been switching cameras on this show in particular. Today, I wanted to focus on a tweet that I found that reads, a message to the left from a gay man, it wasn't enough, period. I saw this and I thought, what is this young man going to be saying? And you're going to find that it's quite critical of the political left and their position on just LGBTQ culture, legislation, the things like gender theory that we're seeing in schools right now. It's quite critical of that. And this young man is talking about the different pushes that the political left made that really let him go, you know what? They're not the problem. We're the problem. You're the problem. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And we talked about this on the show at length, saying, you know, I think a lot of people in the LGBT community, particularly those who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, and even some reasonable trans people are going, hey, this is way too much. What you guys are pushing for is way too much. I don't want to be associated with this. This is not what I want. I just want to be able to live my life as a free adult and hopefully not be met with any sort of pushback for the way that I choose to live my life. And hopefully, legislatively, I'm seen as equal to any other citizen that I live with here in this country. And we achieve that for the most part. You're going to meet your few, you know, homophobic, whatever word you want to call it, people here and there who don't think that, you know, people who love the same sex should exercise the same rights as everybody else. But that's not what's legislated. It's not what our systems and institutions are participating in. So we achieved that. And now the LGBTQ plus community is pushing for more and more and more and more and more. And this gay man has said, I have had enough. So we're going to read through this today. Hopefully I do my best at switching cameras. And we're going to respond to some of the things said, because I'm assuming it's going to be grievances that we have aired on our show here as well. Let's look. A message to the left from a gay man. It wasn't enough. Oh, you're angry because of the reversal of Roe versus Wade? Okay. You're angry because you think they will come for gay marriage next and gay relations. Okay. Let's see whose fault that is, per se. Any guesses? We're looking right at the issue now. You. Ah, here we go. All we gay, bi, lesbian, and even some sane transgender people wanted was to be able to live our lives as normal people and blend in with the rest of the community with our partners. We got that back in 2015, and we were good with it. In fact, we were closing the fight after that. What did I say, guys? We achieved that. They said, okay, I've wiped my hands of it. I'm going to go back to leading my life now, being normal. I don't need to be an activist towards these causes anymore because we've achieved what we set out to achieve. It's often what I say in regard to the feminist movement. Like, yo, girls, we're equal. I don't know what you guys keep going on about. I don't know why you guys keep saying we have yet another fight to engage in with the patriarchy and that we're constantly being oppressed in this nation, because I feel equal. I don't know any right or privilege that men have that I don't. So why are you guys still being so loud? And that's where we saw this great exodus from the feminist movement. People going, you know what? I'm not going to use the word feminist anymore because it's not a clear depiction of who I am as a person. That's not what I have going on. I don't want to identify with your group anymore. I simply just want to be who I am, and now I'm equal in this country, and that is it. Let's keep reading here. However, for you, it wasn't enough. You sent your minions to a Christian baker who just wanted to bake cakes and follow his belief in God. You didn't want to go to the next door. You chose him so that you could attack his beliefs. You did so many times over. I'm surprised he's still in business. It wasn't enough. You begin pushing Pride Month, where corporations would virtue signal by putting pride labels on their logos. You pushed it in every TV station across America while they had to sit there and deal with the crap for an entire month. Yet the birth of our nation, July 4th, only gets one day. Our veterans who fought for our freedom in this country only get one day. Listen to that. So many points made there. That's two grievances aired there. And we all went through that story with the Christian baker, with the gay couple coming in and saying, no, you have to make our cake. And we're going to bring this to the court. And the court going, wait a second, no. They can exercise their right as a private business owner to service whoever it is they'd like to service. They can essentially decide who their patrons are. And if they don't want you to be a patron, then you're not a patron. And we developed that as a rule. And Yet the fight still went on, and people still tried and pushed and pushed and pushed and saying, no, this is not fair to me that you as a private business owner get to do things like this. But guess what? It's where we landed. And we finished that fight. It went to court. We washed our hands of it. And then another one developed. And he brings up Pride Month, which we are in the midst of right now. We're at the very tail end of. Luckily, we're done with the virtue signaling for our corporations. Everybody who puts on their rainbow logo for the month of June is going to go back to their regular one as soon as the month is over. And I love that he makes this point, that you couldn't just allow us to lead our lives. You had to push it at every single TV station across America for an entire month. What does that say about your oppression? What does that say about how marginalized you actually are as a community, that you get an entire month that is meant to celebrate who you sleep with, who you choose to love, what gender clothes you choose to wear? It's quite literally one of the most ridiculous practices we have going on right now in the United States of America. And yet it's something that we have to go through. And every single month we get to watch the rainbows come out. You guys remember when rainbows were just rainbows? And they didn't insinuate that you represented a certain ideology. You remember those days? Because they're long gone now. But we have to go through this every single June with some of the most ridiculous virtue signaling. And we've done a whole episode on it. You guys should go and check it out. Some of the corporations and what they're doing when it comes to Pride Month. It's asinine. And he says, yet the birth of our nation gets one day. And our veterans get one day, Memorial Day. It's sad to see that that's the state that our country is in right now, that that's what we are going through, that that's what we've decided to honor is people's sexuality, who they sleep with, who they love, what they identify as. Rather than people who have made real and genuine sacrifices for this country, rather than real American values and ideas that we should be expressing on a daily basis, rather than celebrating the rights that we are given and only given in this country, we celebrate sexuality. Let's keep reading. It wasn't enough. You pushed your ways into the workplace and demanded that anyone who disagrees with LGBT needs to be silenced and fired just for voicing their opinion. All for equality, right? It wasn't enough. You then forced your ways into the school, silencing and shaming any opposition. If anyone said anything, even us gay people, we were all silenced, shamed, and even attacked at our workplace by getting us fired. Pause there. Yep. I mean, this guy is not missing so far. I love to see people who are members of this community go, you know what? I disagree with everything that we're doing here. We are way too strong. We are way too intolerant for a side that claims to be tolerant of nearly everything. And the shaming and the silencing is the real key part there. You know, that if you disagree with us, we have to shame you. We have to silence you. We have to stamp out your right to free speech and your right to believe whatever it is that you want to believe, even with people in their own community. And I've experienced this personally. I'm sure many of you have experienced this personally. When I said, you know what, I'm leaving the left. I'm done with this. I do not identify with the side anymore. I know you guys think I should, but I don't. Silenced. Shamed. I mean, in an unbelievable sense, by people who are on the progressive left, black people who said, you know, you're a race traitor, you're an Uncle Tom, you're a coon, because you've gone against the narrative that we think that you should agree with. And we're going to start to see this with all of these identity groups. We're going to start to see it with sexuality. We're going to start to see it with gender. We're going to start to see it with race, even more so than we already are. Because when you tell somebody that by virtue of being born the way they are or how they identify, that now they have this little box and that's the box that they're going to stay in, guess what? People just naturally are either A, going to rebel, or B, just going to realize, hey, that's not the right way to do things. We've been putting people in boxes for centuries. I'm not going to go about that anymore. In fact, I'm vehemently against that. And they're going to go, no, I'm going to step out of that box. And then when I do, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to call out all the people who choose to just sit in it and silence all the people who try to get out of it. And this is a wonderful, wonderful example of that exact phenomenon taking place. Let's keep reading. It wasn't enough. You pushed your way through convincing society that children under the age of 18 were transgender at the drop of a hat. They needed access to hormone blockers and surgery. If people disagreed, they were bigots, transphobes, haters, evil. It wasn't enough. We now have trans people who transitioned at an early age and are now regretting decisions that have forever mutilated their bodies and their lives destroyed. Yet when they speak up, they were silenced too and called transphobes. Let's get back to camera one here. Yeah, a fantastic point, and a point that we've been, a bell that we've been ringing for, it seems, ages now. I imagine that the line around gender theory, particularly as it pertains to young people, is going to be a line that so many members of the LGBT community are going to look at and go, absolutely not. And we've seen this a lot. I see it a lot on social media in particular. You know, he mentioned at the beginning of this letter, sane trans people going, you know, I can't get behind this. I'm an adult transgender person, but it's certainly not something that you can subject kids to. Sit that out. Get them an alternative form of treatment. Let them grow to adulthood and see if that's still a decision that they want to make. And by and large, they don't. We talked about the research of Ken Zucker, who worked with transgender youth and found that 70% of them changed their mind over the course of experiencing gender dysphoria. But now we have a whole entire group of people who goes, if your two-year-old says that they're a girl instead of a boy, we better get on that process of medical transition. You better start thinking about puberty blockers. You better start thinking about when we're going to do that sex reassignment surgery, because your two-year-old said goo goo gaga and you thought that meant that they're a girl. These are real conversations that we're having, so much so that you have networks like Fox News showing it on their network, showing and highlighting what is a transgender child, which should not even be really a phrase, no such thing in my eyes, and a family who's decided to let this child transition. The mother saying, I knew before my child could speak that they were trans. Come on now. We have abandoned all sense. We've abandoned all logic. We've abandoned all reason. And what for? The sake of ideology? To pat ourselves on the back and virtue signal and say we've done something good? For the sake of transformation? And guess what? You're going to reach a line where the transformation's too much. And it was too much for this young man. Let's keep reading. It wasn't enough. We now have drag queens reading to kids in libraries, doing very sexual erotic dances, exposing themselves. Yet you want to call that teaching equality. If anyone spoke up against it, again, you call us transphobic, transphobe, homophobe, and Nazis. What a strange thing to be called a Nazi for saying, you know what, maybe we shouldn't have men dress up as women. Not only dress up as women, but this bimbified version of women with the big breasts and the Dolly Parton hair and the just insane makeup and these sexual stripper-like outfits. Dancing in front of children, reading them stories in school, reading them stories at the public library, and for them to look at that and go, you're a Nazi if you're against this? Come on now! And it's not even to say that people who are on the ride or more conservative about this or even progressive that disagree with this are anti-people doing drag or being drag queens. We just recognize that that is an adult form of entertainment. You saw recently in the news, Carrie Lake from Arizona, in her race, she got called out on Fox News for having attended a drag show of some sort or being friends with somebody associated with somebody who was a drag queen. That's not a problem. That is not a problem. Our problem is those same men who engage in these activities like drag should not be doing it for children. That's it. That's all that we're saying. You know, I live out here in LA. There's drag shows all the time. Who attends these drag shows? Adults. When do these drag shows typically take place? Nighttime. What are they often coupled with? Strip shows, burlesque, people tossing money, drinking lots of alcohol, things like that. We know that the culture surrounding drag and certainly drag queen story hours and stuff like that, it's meant for adults. It's meant for adult entertainment, not for children. And to think anything else is just to abandon reason and to give in to delusion and to abandon reality. But that is where we are right now as a country. Let's continue. It wasn't enough. Now we have teachers pushing LGBT ideology along with pornographic books and teaching about wild sex positions while calling it LGBT sex education. Very true. When we called it out, you guys called us Nazis, bigots, homophobes. Now we have more pride events with full nudity and very explicit actions being done in front of children. We have sex kink being brought into the mix in front of children. We have parents bringing their kids to pride, exposing them to this stuff. When we call it out, you scream the same names, transphobe, homophobe, Nazi, and then some. We see what you are trying to do. You are normalizing pedophilia. How wild is that to hear? How wild is that to hear? And when Pride Month first got ushered in, we saw article after article of these publications saying, oh yeah, no, go send your kids to Pride. We know there's going to be nudity. We know there's going to be sexual kink stuff being shown, but your kids can see that. Even saw one from the magazine Fatherly. Fatherly said that, yes, you should bring your kids to Pride, even though they're going to see very sexually explicit stuff right out in the street. And I know this personally because I was a kid who was brought to Pride. My mom would bring me to Pride parades, specifically in the city of Orlando, which had some of the biggest Pride parades in the country. And I remember as a kid standing by these floats and seeing men in just like Speedos or like nothing, like a loincloth, dancing around, shaking around, throwing candy, throwing condoms, and me picking these up as a kid and being like, Mom, what's this? Or what are these different sex things that are happening right in front of my eyes? And since I was a child, it has gotten worse and worse and worse. I can't imagine what kids are seeing now at Pride parades. Yet you have major publications, activists, people in the LGBT community going, no, send your kids. In fact, I'm going to bring my kids too. They need to know about this stuff. They need to see it. Disgusting. Really disgusting. And I'm so glad to see somebody who maybe normally would have participated in these things going, absolutely not. Not appropriate. However, myself and many other sane LGBT peeps are calling you a-holes out. We're not going to let you do it. You destroy equality for us, so we're going to make your lives miserable. You're not going to touch kids. You're not going to keep this going. It's ending now. We will call you out, expose you all to the world. When you start feeling that anger and hate flow toward you, calling us homophobic, transphobe, it is no longer going to work. You played your card too long and it ends. You only have yourself to blame because it wasn't enough for you. It won't be enough for us until every single one of you are brought to some sort of justice. You're pedophiles. Strong word. Even a word that I was like uncomfortable using in a lot of ways. And I still hold tight boundaries around that word and when I use it. You are the monsters in the shadows waiting to get close to any kid around. You want to pervert them so you can normalize grooming them. Nope, not anymore. Get ready because we're coming for you. And we're bringing hell with us just for you. What a funny thing to say. There is no more discussion, no more reasoning, no more anything. You brought this on all because it wasn't enough. Sincerely, the LGBT community who just wanted equality. What a message. What an all-encompassing, powerful message to hear from somebody from the LGBT community themselves. It is powerful to hear this from the horse's mouth. And you know, we have plenty of gay people in our movement who say the exact same things. And what a crazy thing, you know? As I left the left, I was called a white supremacist and said that I was being racist and I had internalized racism. Me, with the skin color, a white supremacist. And now this man is going to be called a homophobe. A gay man who's stepping outside of this and going, you know what, I can't agree with it, is going to be called a homophobe for doing so. Wild clown world, the times that we live in right now as a society. Now, I encourage you guys to go and read this. Give this guy some love. His name on Twitter is tinfoil1701. A powerful message and a message that we are going to be seeing more and more as the political left and progressives get crazier and crazier and crazier. And we're going to start seeing it from the left themselves, just going, you know, I can't deal with this anymore. As much like my experience was, the experiences of people like Dave Rubin, Brandon Strock, this young man on Twitter, people are going to see a great exodus from this sort of ideology. And in times where we hear these crazy stories and we're reading the crazy headlines and we go, you know, I can't believe this is happening, sometimes I invite it, which is a sad thing to say, because the crazier they get, the more that people wake up. The more red pills are being taken in these times. So I just wanted to share this with you guys today, a short episode, as we are at the end of Pride Month and we're about to sweep that away and all the logos, company logos, are going to go from rainbows back to what they normally are. This is a good message to close out on. I don't think we're going to do any more Pride-related content this month, hopefully, since we're, goodness, on the 29th right now. This will be a good way to close out, a message from a member of the LGBT community who is over it and done with it. And remember this, stand clear with your values. Don't let people subvert you with ideology. Don't let them change your mind with stuff that is extreme by making you feel less than, by making you feel like a horrible person, saying that you're a homophobe, a transphobe. Stand strong and go, no, I know that I'm not those things. I know that what I'm doing is not only protecting myself, but my country and my children. And That does not make you a bad person. And those people who call you that, we hope will soon realize that. If not soon, later on in life. And they'll come to regret what they've done for this past month, let alone, you know, however long they've been subscribed to this ideology. They will come to regret it. I hope you guys enjoyed this message and this letter. And again, go give him some love on Twitter. If you like the show, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every day when we go live. That is 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Leave a comment down below. What was the most powerful grievance in this letter? I think talking about the transgender issues with children was the most powerful part for me, but let me know what was most powerful for you. I will see you guys tomorrow, Thursday, for a new hot episode. Actually, tomorrow I'm also going to be headed over to UCLA to film some content and talk to some students there about racism in America. So I'll let you know how that goes and keep you posted. Thank you guys so much for watching, and thank you for all the support. We did hit 80K. Whoop, whoop. Let's keep it going. Hopefully we can get to 100K by the end of this coming month. Bye, guys.